It's the Mod Squad Hour. How are you, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you jumping?
Because we're going to learn how to make some money.
We're going to learn how to make some money?
Make some money.
Seriously, I think this topic is awesome, especially for all you investors out there who've been waiting for this information. And I know I had to bring somebody in here who's a guru at it, who does it all the time, who has a cult of followers who are doing this as we speak. I mean, he's making money as he's sitting here.
This guy's got a cult.
He's got a cult.
I love it.
You should see, it's like an organization. Like, I get calls from his clients all the time, and they're like, Andrew told me. And we were at the class, and Andrew said we should do this. No one ever listens to me as much as they listen to
Andrew. Let's find out why he's got a cult. Why don't you introduce our guest for the day?
I'm going to let my guest introduce himself because he doesn't need an introduction. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing great.
Andrew Holmes with RIA, you guys. He is amazing. He's been doing this for how many years, Andrew?
Now 8 years investing.
8 years. So Andrew and I met at another station because you do a radio show and you also have been teaching and elevating everybody's real estate IQ with respects to investing, flipping, and wholesales. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us more. Where did this idea and concept start? Because you're a licensed realtor as well.
Correct. So I was a licensed agent and basically I wanted to start investing. So that's kind of where the idea started back in 08 when everything was failing. And starting there, I started basically doing it for myself and then started teaching other people, talking about what I was doing. And I was so excited that a bunch of, like you said, a bunch of, kind of band of merry followers joined in. And that has grown into a big business in terms of rentals. I think currently we have about 175 rentals that we hold. And on top of that, lots of flips. We've done about 760 flips so far.
Wow.
In the Chicago
market. Did you hear that? 760?
Yep.
To my one or two.
So that's the progress of business.
That's awesome. But I mean, with that number, 760 flips, that's a lot, right?
That's a lot.
It's a lot because it's an overwhelming process. There's a lot of people who want to get into it, especially now that the market is hot. And, you know, back when you were doing, I mean, you're talking about 2008, 2010, 11, and 12. Those were kind of like the years where people were like, I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have gone into real estate. You were actually doing it.
Correct.
So what do you have to say about those people who are always on the sidelines waiting for that, you know, perfect timing?
See, it was... At that time, it was easy to buy, hard to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is hard to buy, yet very easy to sell.
Right.
So today, the market is very forgiving mm-hmm. compared to where we came from. And I mean, this is the topic today is supposed to be wholesaling,
mm-hmm.
Which this is the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you're doing the show on the topic because there's so few people that they want to succeed, yet it's difficult to kind of come across people who are live in our market. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're doing flips, we're doing wholesales in most of your listeners' backyard in Chicago market. So that's the most important thing is to kind of surround yourself, listen to the show, and chime in terms of the conversation, which is how do you do it? I mean, exactly
right.
What are the steps? So we'll go through that as we go along with the show.
I love it. And I like going back to history only because you said something that's very important. It's like before it was easy to find the property. It was just harder to sell it, right? Because there wasn't so much as after repair value. There wasn't any like, you know, appreciating neighborhoods per se. We were creating values. We're creating high values for these investors. But now it's hard to find the property, the raw property. And so I think that's why the concept of wholesales is very intriguing because I think this is just another opportunity for people to create inventory, especially
Correct.
Because there is a lack of inventory. So can you go back and for our listeners who are woken up this morning and it's a gloomy, rainy day,
right.
You know, but what gets people up every day and makes them happy is like the idea or the notion of making money. And I think with respect to wholesale, it's one of those things where you're like, the concept is so easy.
It is easy. I mean, think about it. It's a three-step process, right? Find a great deal. Get it under contract and move it to a third-party buyer for a profit. So, I mean, that's the basic concept, and we'll start kind of getting into what is involved as we have this conversation. But it is the steps are simple. I shouldn't say it's easy. It's a simple three-step pattern. The question is, do you know where to find the deals? Number two is, do you know how to get them properly under contract? And number three is, do you know how to move it to a third-party buyer? Where do you find those cash buyers? That's really the name of the game.
All right. Well, I've stayed quiet way too long here. I had some technical
difficulties. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I was kind of scared.
It's been a whole 8 minutes and I haven't peeped once.
Raining outside.
The information's great, though. I've just been kind of focusing here. I guess we were having some problems with our Facebook live feed here, so I was trying to work with our tech here, trying to make sure that was all lined up. But We've done a show on wholesale in the past, a long time ago, mm-hmm. and it's always great to have a different guest that specializes in doing wholesaling because you learn something different from every new guest, obviously. So, sure. Andrew, I'm sure you're going to give us some new stuff. But let's dissect what you said, and let's kind of dig deeper into number one. Number one, again, was?
Number one was finding a deal.
Finding a deal.
So help me out. How do I find one? How do you find them?
So, you know, the most people are going to run to the MLS. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the first place that most people run to. And not that it's not a place to find great deals, but I think the place where wholesalers really need to go is off-market deals. Off-market deals as in pre-foreclosures, off-market deals as in probates, properties basically that have lots of, say, city violations, mm-hmm. Absentee owners. That's really where the best deals are. Because guess what? These are hidden deals, and nobody knows where to find them. Mm-hmm. And if you guys want, Carla, I'll be happy to provide your listeners. Mm-hmm. We'll provide you guys with a list. And people who call into your show or if you they email you, mm-hmm. You can send that list out to them. We're happy to share that with your listeners.
And what is the list of?
And this is a list of pre-foreclosures. This is a list of probates.
Awesome.
So these are the hottest deals with 40% or more equity in them.
So, wow.
So these are the deals to go after.
Wait. You're a wholesaler. This is what you do for a living?
That's correct.
And you're going to provide me your list and how you buy properties?
Absolutely. You have to ask the question.
You're
why,
absolutely
though.
Crazy.
You have to ask the question.
No,
why.
I know there's going to be something in there, but I just want to magnify how cool that it is. That if I don't, you said NMLS for to go to the MLS and you'll find deals. For those people that are listening that are not in the industry, that means you're pretty much hiring a realtor because only realtors
Correct.
Have access to the MLS.
Right.
I don't suggest for those that are listening thinking that you can do some of that and bypass the MLS and bypass a realtor by using a site like a Zillow or Trulia, because that information is usually delayed and not accurate. But contact a realtor is one option. It doesn't sound like the
contact
best option.
Carla,
contact
right? I mean,
Carla.
That's it.
I'm okay with that. Bring it back to the boss and contact Carla Mina. But I do want to get into the goodie.
Right.
All right. This
I
is
like
the Market
freebies.
Overdrive. If you want to get more goodies, you got to log on and follow us here on Facebook Live or, of course, go to our website, marketoverdrive.com, or you're going to be able to find this show on YouTube and, last but not least, our podcast, WGN Radio's podcast at Market Overdrive. So,
Andrew.
Give it to me, man.
Giving us
give
a
it
list.
To me, man. Here's the, give it to me.
A you list know, you of asked properties. Question. What did you say? 40% to?
40% or more equity in
equity.
Our marketplace.
So no, I want to know where he gets the list from. Let's get back to that list.
So
people want to know.
Here's the deal.
Why are
so
you giving
we
away?
Send, we send somebody every day down to all the counties. We basically manually collect that risk. So we have a database of about 20,000 properties.
Wow.
So, and there's a reason why we're sharing this. A lot of times people think I'm crazy. Here's the thing. The marketplace is so huge. We live in a population, MSI population, of about 8.5 million people, right? A year we buy about 100, 120 houses. So there's a huge opportunity. And if one of your listeners calls in or contacts you guys and you guys provide them the list, and if they can find a great property, hey, we're in the market to buy lots more properties. I know you guys have a lot of clients that
sure.
would love to buy. I mean, the whole point
sure.
of the show, why you guys are doing a show, is that you want people to take action, right?
For
this
sure.
is supposed to be a phenomenal amount of information. And so I thought it'd be fun that we're happy to provide that to you. And I think it'll be, and we'll, in fact, walk them through the steps,
right?
Exactly what to do step by step by step.
I love it.
And I think it'll be really, really phenomenal.
So
I mean, we've had people find some incredible deals.
We're excited that it's Wednesday, it's rainy, and some of you decided to not go to work and just listen to Market Overdrive so you can not only elevate your real estate IQ today, but also think about how amazing it could be if you're building some wealth. And I mean, Andrew, I know we talked about steps, and Nick loves the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. I'm just like, let's go through the steps.
Yeah, because you like to run all over the place, and no one understands what you're trying to say.
No, in my head
so
it works,
So I put
though.
It so it makes
in my
sense.
Head it works.
In your own little brain,
but
it
Andrew,
works.
But Andrew and Nick, can we go back and explain to our audience, like seriously, just define wholesales. What is the act of wholesales? Because we're letting people know that there's equity in these properties, but why do they want to get involved? Like, what is the act or the process? Not the process, but what is a wholesale?
So here's something simple. Most of everybody has seen a fix and flip type of deal.
Right.
You know, every show on TV is a fix and
I
flip.
I bought a foreclosure,
right.
I'm going to fix and flip it. What's the difference
exactly.
to wholesale?
And the second people everybody knows about is a rental. You buy a property, rent it out for long term, and have cash flow. the first piece of it, though, is identifying a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge hidden segment in the marketplace where people can get a property under contract,
right?
And it has great value in it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you can put it under contract. The most valuable piece of investing is what? Finding a great deal.
Right.
And for finding that, you can charge 10%, 20%, 30% of the profit in the transaction you can charge. So, I mean, just to put it in numbers, on an average transaction that we do, that we wholesale, we charge close to $12,000 per transaction.
Wow. Right? So I guess, can I call it like a finder's fee per se?
Yeah, absolutely. You're basically finding, it's not, yeah, it's, you can say a finder's fee.
Well, because there's that thin, that, you know, gray area, if you will, that, you know, like if you're practicing real estate without a license, you are not allowed to do that. You're
correct.
Not allowed, you don't, you're not deserving by law a finder's fee. But this is a situation where there is like, there's no inventory.
There's no
Everybody's
inventory.
Looking for property.
Correct.
Even people who are going to own or occupy it are looking for that next best deal,
correct.
Right? Well, if you're talking about buying something that has like 40%+ in equity in it, it's a win-win, right?
It's an absolute
you
win-win.
You get your finder's fee or mm-hmm. your wholesale fee, and I get the property that I, A, still have enough room for flipping, or B, occupy.
Correct. And I mean, here's the best part. See, if people can learn how to do that process, right, which is what the value of the show is, I mean, the incredible content you guys provide, and that is people can find properties for them to live in, for
mm-hmm.
themselves, obviously.
Right.
Number two is for investments, for a flip, like what Nick said, or for a rental. So now if you don't want to do either of those two things, you can always flip it. You can sell your interest in the property. That's what you were kind of separating was one is commission. For that, you have to have a real estate license. The other part is when you're getting a property under contract, you're creating an interest in that property. And when you're doing wholesaling, that's the interest you're selling.
You're selling right? the interest in the property
correct.
Because it never, ever becomes yours.
That's
you're basically
correct.
Identifying Nick having this amazing property and then finding me as a buyer and then putting Nick and I together, but you're kind of the liaison, correct?
This is, this has always been, you know, there's not very many topics that I'm nervous about or I understand almost everything we do, right? Everything, whether it's flipping or mortgages or buying and selling real estate or rehabs and how to find foreclosures. This is that one thing that...
you cringe. You're like, oh, I don't know.
I'm not 100%. Somebody asked me not too long ago about wholesaling. Wholesale,
okay.
doing wholesale properties, and I kind of gave him like a half-ass answer, to be honest with you, because it's there's still some really fine lines and details in there that can make this legal and illegal if you don't do it correctly. Am I correct? Am I
actually? Here's the thing. I think you know I come from a similar background, which I have a real estate license,
right?
And what has happened is this: that we're as licensed professionals, right? We always have to kind of work above and beyond what is maybe just legal or illegal because there's a big,
ethical.
Huge ethical
right.
and we have more fiduciary responsibilities, so on and so forth. I think what happens is this, that whenever somebody does something where the seller is not told what is going on, not everything is disclosed,
right?
That's where some of this kind of crosses the line. And
disclosure,
because
right?
Disclosure issues,
right?
Or because if there was something like at one point people used to get properties under contract
mm-hmm.
and basically try to avoid false help to people who were in foreclosure,
right?
Oh, we're going to save your house, charge them a bunch of money, and then strip the equity and all this kind of nonsense.
Right.
And I think that's where some of that paranoia comes from, especially
sure.
for people like us,
mm-hmm.
because we have a license, and obviously you never want to have anybody ask
jeopardize
any questions,
it.
Jeopardize
right.
I don't think one transaction
way.
Is worth me losing my
no,
license.
Absolutely not.
So
absolutely
it's cool
not.
To disclose that, right? I mean, we're not endorsing something that's completely illegal. At this point, Nick, you know, there is, again, no inventory. So my job as a realtor is to find properties for
correct.
My clients.
Correct.
My team and I are seriously canvassing some of our neighborhoods that are hot, you know, more coveted neighborhoods. I mean, the ones they have, like, we have more demand for, right? I'm
correct.
Sitting here with five buyers who are looking for two flats. And we've seriously been looking for, like, 6 months plus, and we can't find something.
So you know, to answer
yeah?
that question, why don't we do this? Why don't we actually use an example?
Go ahead.
Right? I think that will demonstrate what exactly
right.
we're talking about. So let's use a neighborhood like Humble Park. Everybody
okay.
knows that neighborhood. So on Hirsch, about a block and a half west of the park on, in Humble Park on
are
Hirsch.
You giving me a lead
Street.
On a property? I'm getting excited.
Right. So there's a property that we just got under contract. It's for $100,000. It's a probate deal. And we
wait,
had
wait, wait. What kind of a property?
It's a two-story house, basically.
A two-story house in Humble Park for $100,000?
For no. I'm not selling it for $100,000. Oh. I got it for $100,000.
We're
I'm
doing
not selling
deals
it for $100,000.
So
we got it under contract.
Okay.
Right? It's in livable condition. Totally livable condition. It's just that the room layout is a little bit quirky.
Okay.
And so we got it under contract for $100,000.
It's a messed up floor
right?
plan.
And I wouldn't say messed up. It's a little quirky. Right? Somebody could live there if they just did a little bit TLC. So now I believe that if it's completely fixed up, and it can be resold somewhere around $350,000, right? We don't want to do the complete fix and flip because it's going to take 7-8 months to do that.
Okay.
And so we're probably going to put it on the market just as is without doing any work in clean condition. Mm-hmm. It does need a garage also. It does not have a garage. So we're going to put it on the market about $185,000 or so.
Wow.
And that's a wholesale deal. We got it under contract. I am not the agent on it, so I'm not representing the seller at all. And this is where, for people who are real estate agents, you have to know what your role is. Are you an agent representing somebody, or are you getting it a contract for yourself? So we got it under contract to buy the property. Now we're going to sell our interest that we created, right? We're going to sell that interest, and that is called wholesaling.
Well, let's talk about it like everyone that's listening, let's say, does not have any kind of a real estate or mortgage or any license. They're just
correct.
The average Joe, and they want to learn how to do a wholesale deal. You're saying that they could just, what you said earlier, just buy the property under contract.
Get a property under contract, buy the property. Get a property under contract.
Get an interest in the property. You said the acquisition is $100,000.
$100,000.
So you identify a property in, for example, Humble Park, and it's on Hurst Street, $100K, and you're going to sell it or give the interest to someone else for $185,000. So there's an $85,000 spread for him for his interest.
For his interest.
That's
He's very
awesome.
Interested.
He's very interested. Nick, what do I do every day? Oh,
I don't
my God.
Know, but I'm
going to
quit my job. We both just quit our
jobs.
This is stupid.
And then this is where it makes sense, right? So you're selling it for $185,000, but someone is still able to fix it. I mean, I don't know what the rehab cost is going to be, but your after repair value based on your analytics suggests a price of $350,000.
Correct.
I mean, there's a win-win for a lot of people, right? Because he identified the property. So for you who are listening, maybe you have an estate sale. Maybe your friend is in lieu of foreclosure. It's about to lose their property. You can negotiate something like this and identify an interest in the property. And, of course, you got to make sure that you understand how to do this so you don't get yourself into legal problems.
And the best thing is, you know, use professionals, right?
Yeah.
We always say use an attorney. Use and we'll be happy to.
Oh, there's no way I would do this transaction without using an attorney.
Use a proper attorney. Use a title company.
You'd be insane.
So that and that's where I think where people get in trouble, Carla, is they don't go to try to save $300-$500.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go and use the right help. Right. If they're going to do a loan, I mean, you have the right resources. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to use an agent, people are like, well, my aunt is an agent. Well, good. When you go to your aunt for food, that's great. Right. Don't go to your aunt for something that use a professional that does it every day. Right. That has done a lot of volume. And that's the key issue is that anything done correctly with the right help, with the right professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a tremendous opportunity right now. And why wholesaling is so hot is because there are a lot of areas where there is a lack of inventory. And if you can identify good properties and then somebody else can basically has a highest and best use for that particular property, then that's where you create a margin. I mean, it's no different than going and getting something under contract in a big quantity and then basically retailing it out. It's just the same thing.
The real key and the real secret here is that you have to dictate a price point. Now, this you just said earlier in the show, the average is about $12,000 as a wholesaler. You're buying a property for $100,000. You're selling it to somebody that wants to buy it and do whatever with it for $112,000 because
correct.
You need to, you know, I don't want to lose track of that other one you just mentioned in Humble Park has an $85,000.
It's an outlier.
It's an outlier, right.
Correct.
So I don't want people to run around thinking that $80,000 is laying around everywhere for every deal because it sounds like to me, and from what I understood from the last show we did with wholesale, investing, that you need to give enough room and incentive for an investor to come in and buy it. Now, if it's just an owner-occupant, you're going to have plenty of room because they're going to fix it up and live there, and their incentive is differently from that of an investor. But you have to be careful in what your profit margin is because you have to have it something that is still has enough wiggle room and profit margin for an investor to truly come by.
You know,
I'm a rehabber.
Yeah.
I'm a rehabber, right? And this is what I do. I want to find properties, fix them up, and sell them at the end value. So you're saying that as a rehabber, I would look at this property that you're making $85,000 on it, and I'm sitting there saying, well, I don't care. I'm still going to make a ton of money here. by rehabbing this thing at 185.
Correct. There has to be enough meat on the bone, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there has to be. Otherwise, it doesn't make financial sense.
Correct.
And again, there are always outliers for anything that you do in life, right?
Right.
Yet, that's why I said the average transaction for us yields about 12 to 14. That's kind of average. The key thing is that what is the amount of time spent to be able to identify it? Now, at this level, it's taken time, as you can imagine, like anything else, to get to this level. But it takes us about 10 to 12 hours to be able to identify a wholesale deal.
Right.
Sure. And so for that, the return on it, once you get good at it, like anything else, the return is incredible. And the key issue is that if your listeners can take away one thing from the show, that don't chase leads where everybody else is going. Everybody else is right now going to the MLS. Doesn't mean you can't find stuff in the MLS. It just simply means that you're going to have more competition. And realize that. And hence, I think the best thing people could do is on Facebook, if they're watching, like your feed, and they should email you. As long as they reach out to you guys on the show, we will be more than happy to provide them with a list of exactly what to do and the list itself, as well as exactly what to do with it. Because just having the list is no good. You need to know specifically what is the step 1, 2, 3. How do you get into what we're talking about?
Speaking right. of that magical list, you can email us at info@marketoverdrive.com. And, of course, follow us on a regular basis on Facebook /Market Overdrive. This will be on a podcast, iTunes listeners, go to WGN Radio, or you can actually just search Market Overdrive and get us and subscribe to us there. And last but not least, YouTube. Our faces are going to be all over YouTube.
Yeah,
it's kind of scary.
That's exciting for you.
Today's topic again is wholesaling, and not to be mistaken with lazy flipping. Yeah, I think some people that are listening right
that's
now,
a new word.
Listen to this real quick. And I just came up with that.
Yeah, I'm going to coin that. Lazy.
I thought about that while Andrew was speaking. You know, because you can somewhat misconstrue this as lazy flipping. Hey, I'm going to buy a property and I'm going to sell for more money, and that's that.
You don't even touch it.
You don't touch it. But the reality is that's also known as flipping. But if you want to maximize all the equity, and that's why we touched on, you got to give incentive for somebody to buy this as an investor, specifically as an investor.
As an investor.
Because if you take away, you think you're going to sell it at just a 10% discount what it would be if it was finished and completed, there's nobody buying that property. And that would be called lazy flipping. You think you're flipping, but you're not really. There's a difference between flipping and, or I should say, flipping and rehabbing than wholesaling.
Correct.
Wholesaling is a really thin margin process with very little effort. And I think too many people are thinking, what's the difference between this and just buying it and selling it and fixing it and, you know, selling it after it's completed?
Well,
there's a little guy coming in the middle here that found a property and he's selling it. Still with a lot of incentive is what we're
and
saying.
And see, for that, I almost want to, like, in order to wrap my brain around it, right, because I'm a licensed realtor.
It's not a whole lot of rap.
No, but, like, so I get paid for representing someone for selling and buying their property, right? So
right.
I'm a licensed realtor, and I am that liaison, and I'm legally, like, I have rules that I respect fiduciary duties to my clients. And the reason I wanted to have the show, Nick, it was more because, I mean, there's so much going on in real estate. There is a lack of inventory and, like, you know, canvassing and leaving notes on the door. There's also other opportunities. You mentioned something about the MLS and exhausting the MLS. I like it to say diversify your options, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can't access, find something in the MLS, then you go to these Hubzoo websites, auctions.com websites, well, you know, you go to the wherever, auctions.
Well, let's talk about the MLS though for a quick second and why that's such a really tough grind. Every agent has the same access to the MLS. Every agent goes in there and puts in these trigger filters that'll hit them first thing every morning when the listings pop. Short sale, foreclosure.
You get foreclosures in your auctions, you can get them
instantly, but you're not the only one. There's probably 1,000 agents that have set up the same exact filter. So now you have 1,000 agents attacking the short sale at one time, which is a really tough grind if you're trying to be a wholesaler. So you have a great agent. That doesn't stop the other 999 from making a call on the same exact property.
But that's why I work, you know, nonstop to build relationships and build these, you know,
I like his list.
Networks. I want his list.
So screw the MLS.
Say that we're right across the Chicago Association.
Screw the MLS when it comes to this. I don't
I
say screw the MLS. Right, they're going to come in and shut
realtor.
Us down.
You need to stop saying
and
that.
Get on the Andrew Holmes list is
no,
what
wait,
I'm saying.
Because they had such a heart attack when we were saying – pocket listings. You know, realtors.
I'm not a realtor, so I can say screw
the MLS. Before you put the properties on the MLS, like call the your friend, the other realtor, and there's pocket listings. And everybody was like, "No, that's so illegal. You can't do that." And now you're talking about inside scoop with.
I am a loan officer. I have nothing to do with the MLS. If we're gonna talk about rates and programs, that's another conversation.
That was last week's boring show.
So we will discuss that.
The good stuff.
In my opinion, if you're gonna do this wholesaling gig. And you're going to get out there and wholesale. I like the first two things that Andrew has given us. Number one, there's lists and getting access to that list. And the Andrew Holmes list sounds like the list you want to be on. It's almost like the Hot Nightclub.
You know, guys, as we're talking about this, right?
Andrew's like, wait a minute. Let me stop those
hold on.
Two.
So the deal is this. I think what people fail to realize, especially coming from a real estate realtor background, that a lot of times, every day, we have about 150 houses that go to auction in Chicago and all the counties, right? And out of those 20 houses of the 150 every single day that go to auction have 35, 40, 50% equity. Okay. People get themselves into whatever.
And maybe that's assume, right? Let's be careful when we say that because some of these properties are so darn destroyed.
Right. So what my point is this. People get in trouble for whatever reason. People have life circumstances. And a lot of times, they just don't want anything to do with the realtor. Not that they have anything against realtors.
What's wrong it's just with realtors? That,
they shut down. Almost absolutely. In a form of depression where they just don't want to talk to anybody. It's already a nightmare.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
And if an investor, doesn't matter if you're a fix a flip, if you're going to do a wholesale, makes no difference. If you're the person who's going to go out, meet these people, take the time. Now, it's not like there's no free lunch in life, right? So it requires effort. It requires time.
I was trying to get one from Carla later, but okay.
As long as you do that, there's some incredible, incredible buys. And it's a win-win. It has to be a win-win where if you can save them from going to foreclosure, basically, they don't have to have a judgment on the property, and that's why you use a proper attorney to help you do that. It can be an incredibly profitable transaction, not only for you as a wholesaler or for somebody that you work with as a fix and flip.
Right.
So for us, some of the properties we will do fix and flips on. Some of them will just wholesale out. And then still others, 60% of those that we find, we keep them for rentals.
Right.
So if you're listening to the show and you're not only a wholesaler, or you want to be a wholesaler and find a way, what I think sounds like the easiest way to make money in this whole process is the wholesaling.
It is.
And it's not as big of money as doing the actual flip, but it's very easy, less stressful. So if you're listening to the show because you are interested in becoming
right
a wholesaler,
away.
Wholesaler, great. If you're listening to the show and you are a flipper, you probably want to have good connection with a wholesaler.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, Andrew Holmes is probably a good guy to know.
He is.
When it comes to having access to properties that have equity.
Not just the properties, but also the educational aspect of it. Because I know I've gone to your seminars. And thank you so much for allowing us and the Mod Squad to speak at your events. I think, especially now, right, where we're looking for, again, there is no inventory. And we, you know, before when people position these to me, I would be like, why should I buy from you? Why should I bring my client as a licensed realtor? Why should I bring this client where I can, you know, find them something else? And why should I make you money in along the way? But as I'm sitting here with these buyers, I mean, four buyers who are two flat buyers, and we can't find anything in the MLS. We can't even find anything off of canvassing, and short sales are not available. Like, seriously, we have to be resourceful in finding these, and I'm okay. And my client, and you said it earlier, disclosure. As long as the seller and the buyer are aware of this, then there shouldn't be any issues. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, you're absolutely. See, the thing is this, that especially, like, let's say I have a real estate license, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go, somebody calls us from one of our ad pieces or something we did in the mail, I have to be clear to them and say, guys, I'm not representing you in the transaction, and I'm buying the property or I'm putting a contract on the property for my own interest, period.
Okay.
Right? So, and that's the key thing for
people. And
obviously
you disclose that you're a licensed realtor.
Oh, you have to.
Right.
You have to. I mean, there's no question
about
it.
So if you are a realtor and you want to get into this as well, obviously you obviously know that
should be the first thing that's said and out of the way, because then people are clear that I'm buying it for my own interest, period. I'm not representing you in any way. But the great thing is this, that whenever we're agents or whenever we're in the business, we're trained to think a certain way.
Right.
MLS is the end all be all. That's what the
That's
you know,
not
I mean, that's just
been
how
that's what they taught her from
them.
Across the street.
That's what I was
that's
taught.
What across
we
the
don't
street
think
taught
that
her.
The last 2 years. I think that was before, but now it's been a trend. Like,
and yet, I mean, there's 48,000 transactions right now that are not in the MLS. So out of short sale, there's 18,000 total short sales in the Chicagoland as we speak. Out of those, 2,800 currently of those ones are in the MLS. So it gives you an idea of What is going on in the market?
15,000 more are not happening anywhere near an MLS.
They're not happening in the MLS. So what? That's just kind of what it is.
So
we've been doing it all wrong the whole time. We got to scrap every show from the past now. We screwed up.
You're so annoying sometimes. Listen, okay, so this is
you're going to need a good realtor at the end.
Yes, me.
Right, there
hi.
You go.
No, yeah. But in all, like, okay, so this is exciting, right? I want to do it. There's no reason why I shouldn't be part of this $85,000 like numbers.
Right.
But what's the deal? Like, what's the catch? Then why are so many investors who've done it? Why is there so much like negative media against it? Why is there, you know, let's face it. There's people who talked about it and being, okay, what is, there's got to be something. What's the catch?
The reason is this, that whenever you, what do people, it's like, what is the catch with losing weight? We all know you're supposed to eat healthy,
okay.
Work out, exercise properly,
and
over time, right, you lose weight. Yet, you know, we have all watched the thing, PX90, whatever those programs are, mm-hmm. where, oh, all you have to do is 10 minutes of something, and boom, and you can eat bonbons all day and lose weight. Who doesn't want that? The problem is whenever something is said to be easy, it's simple, you don't have to have a brain, you don't have to put any work, and that's where I think a lot of the negative publicity comes from, is
okay.
that it's a business. Like anything else, it requires, there has to be a process, there has to be a business plan, mm-hmm. there has to be a set of things you have to do
consistently. You have to be strategic.
Correct. And if that is done in that particular manner, then it becomes a business. It's not
right.
something that, oh, just one day I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do this. And can you find a property or two? Sure.
Right.
But is that going to become a business out of it? No.
Right.
I mean,
and like
and
any
that's
other
the
business,
key.
There's going to be some heavy pitfalls. You're going to run dry for a few weeks.
Sure.
I mean, businesses run slow,
sure.
and businesses have busy times.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people do get distracted. I think the other thing is, what's the catch, is that this is still, like I said, I've got 22 years experience, and I'm not very prolific with this particular topic. It's still complicated to the average person. It's complicated to me a little bit.
Right. So I'm thinking
would definitely,
more like the contract.
For me,
the
I would,
process.
I've never done a wholesale deal. I'm the guy that comes in, buys, fixes, rehabs it, and then puts it on the market for full retail price.
Hey, listen, out of 8-9 years that since I've been doing this, right, last 2 years is when we do wholesales. Mm-hmm. I always thought the strong suit was, man, why not fix everything?
I just don't like touching things that I'm not 100% really right. good with, you know? So that's, but there is a marketplace, and this is a really interesting way to make money in the real estate industry without a lot of exposure, by the way.
Correct.
It's just, it could be hard work. You're still, you know, you're sitting behind a desk and you're looking all day long. You're scouring
yep.
the
But
pay,
I say that
know.
All the time. And we do the show specifically for this, to bring information to our audience and our consumers that are going online. They're going to YouTube. And now we're on YouTube, so you can Google this show. But, you know, you want to know how to do it. Align yourself with the experts who are doing this, are going to teach you the way. I mean, you host seminars and help people navigate through this. I met some great people who have just some extra cash and they want to get into flipping, or, you know, they want to retain and hold two flats or investment rental yields, but wholesaling, it's something that, you know, you have to be strategic, align yourself with an attorney that knows how to draft these contracts.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, disclose. I think that as long
that's
as everybody knows what they're doing and their role in the process, then it should be a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, that's probably your MVP in the whole team is the attorney at this point.
Absolutely. I mean,
because the complication of, like we said earlier, are you the seller? Are you the buyer? What's your involvement for you and your fee? I mean, all that stuff is probably the most important part of doing
this. It's the right team. I mean, the whole point, I think, what you guys do, what is fun is that you guys are bringing the experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And truly, that's where the key issue is, that whenever people try to shortcut a process,
yeah,
right?
Any
and
process.
We've always said that if you're going to look for a good agent, go to Carla. That's what she does, right?
Like him.
If you're
going
to a good loan
You'll
officer.
You never give me these props.
It's just, I mean, go to Nick the other day. You had the rest of your team at Chicago RIA. And we've always said that why try to reinvent the wheel? Let
right.
the professionals do what they do, and then you do your part of it, which is finding deals. I mean,
right.
in the case of doing wholesales. So.
And I love it. Like, our relationship, I invited and, you know, I extended my services to your group and let them know that I will provide them with market analysis so they know what, you know, they should pay for properties in the acquisition mode and also what to expect after they repair these properties. So
correct.
We're providing them with after repair value. So it's a win-win. I mean, I know that it's timely and it's time-consuming, but we have a team over at Equity Partners who specialize in just pulling data. And sometimes that's what it is. You need to align yourself with an expert that's going to facilitate this information so you know you're going to be successful at what you're doing. And now when I ask the question, like, what's the catch? I mean, like you said, it's hard work and also finding the properties, you know, to be able to find product A to sell it to B buyer, that A, that's where we're all having a hard time. That's the catch.
Like, you made that sound like it's as easy as Easter egg hunt.
Because he's got a list over there.
See, the thing is, that is the catch. Yet, the deal is this, that not all of us can do, like for us, I happen to be from, the Schaumburg area. So for me to do a transaction in, say, the southern suburbs of Chicago is not easy. Even if it's
you don't know Orland Park like you know Schaumburg.
Exactly. So if there's a great property in Orland Park, and rather than just, I used to just let go of those properties at one point. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, man, we're not going to go to.
You're not a specialist there.
Now, what we do is we just wholesale them. Hey, it's okay, rather than making zero, if we can make 10, 12, 13 on them, I'm happy with that. Right. And so I always thought that we had to cook every fish we caught. Now what we realize is we can put it in the freezer and sell it to somebody else.
Make sushi out of it. Yep. But I have one question here, because now we're going to have some contradicting statements from our wholesale experts. The last time we had a wholesaler on.
Okay.
And
are you calling out my boy?
This is not about him.
Okay.
But he was very persistent that it's really hard to do a wholesale if the property is in distress, in a distressed situation.
No.
Yeah, he said it's easiest when it's like a lot of equity on an old timer retiring. That's if you listen to that show, he made it sound like a short sale or foreclosure in a wholesale was very difficult.
I think it's more about identifying a property that's
so his
have
wholesale was
margins.
A little bit of a different type of tactic, it sounded like. He was basically saying, like, you go to somebody that is has equity but is looking to sell a property, but it's not distressed, because something about while it's in the middle of short sale, he was saying, made it a lot more difficult to truly do a wholesale.
So here's the thing.
So you're coming here with a whole different pool of properties, though. Like, you're saying these things are sitting there parked.
I think you have to be more technically educated to do, I'll give you a perfect example. Last night there was a property came on the MLS, actually, and this is an MLS wholesale. It's in Hillside.
I'll What's remember the address? The street,
Burke or so. It just went pending last night. If you look, it's for 76.5.
He's talking about a lot of stuff that's already gone.
76.5. Right. We got it under contract the day second it came on. Within an hour, it went under contract. Now, I have a person who will take it from us for 90, right? It's a short sale, has to be purchased for cash, and we'll go to the closing. And at the closing, we're going to do a simultaneous close at Fidelity. So they bring 90 to the closing. We get the difference between 72 and 72.5 and 90, and it's a simple sale. It has to be cash though, because it's a short sale. Nobody can finance that particular transaction.
So you're buying it cash, and your buyer is financing it.
No. The buyer is going to pay cash for it.
Oh, later. Okay.
So it's going to close in my name. Right at that same time, the title goes from the bank. I mean, the seller to us, and from us to the end buyer, all at the same time, and it's done by Fidelity. So it can be done. It's just that you have to understand how to do
face.
That transaction.
He's typically giving me that look like he's mad at me. Now you're just looking confused.
No, we did stuff like this in the 90s.
You're like, ooh, I guess
in the mortgage industry, we had been this used to run rampant in the 90s, to be honest.
It was not the problem.
It was a little
was
different.
Disclosure. Biggest issue is,
because it became a big problem with us. Yeah.
Correct. So
I'll leave that there.
Okay. We're not going to get into the mortgage issues of it on the back end.
Right.
Right. That's a whole that would be a pretty technical show to do.
And I don't like it when my producer's on the phone. Like, I feel like there's too much going on.
Yeah. I mean, it can be done all day long. I mean, the simple answer is yes. You just have to have a technical expertise. That's about it. So.
Wow, lots of information. And of course, we can't talk about this or cover it all in 1 hour because there's technicalities.
I'm going to have to rewind this show myself to re-understand some things that we just said. With that being said, you're going to probably need to rewind this show a couple times yourself to understand some of the stuff we just said, because it's moving very fast.
No, he said find a deal.
And you're watching the show, and then you might have to go back and wait. I forgot that part. But you can find it all at YouTube. It'll be there in a couple days.
D-Trick.
Or, of course, on our podcast, Market Overdrive, on iTunes. And last but not least, it's going to be parked, obviously, on our Facebook page, / Market Overdrive. We are here today with Andrew Holmes, who is a wholesaling expert and is pretty much giving me a headache because I can't keep up with all this information. It's good information, but it's doing really
good
stuff.
And he gets so
stuff.
Excited about it.
He
I
is.
Think
he's very animated and very passionate.
Like so
I'm just
better.
Like, I'm trying to swim and catch up here myself. I'm like, I
Which
feel like a consumer.
Which is very odd. I think this is like the first time he's been stunned. But I don't know that he's been stunned.
I'm just not good with this one. I'll be honest to you. I have no problem admitting when I'm good at something and not good at something.
But that's the point of Market Overdrive.
I've never done. I'm the flipper.
Stun not just Nick, but stun everybody because and we posted this. Our social media team posted that. You know, we're sick and tired of people complaining about like the get rich quick. You know,
there's no such thing.
And I just like to say,
I've been trying that since I was 19.
Right?
You know, it took me till. I mean, literally. I mean, we have all. Who doesn't want to do well? I mean, we all want to do well, of course. That's the point of it. Guys, I've bought any program you can think of, right? Yeah. And I've tried everything. And what I've realized is it needs consistency. I mean, if you want to have a net worth of $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, $8 million, that takes consistent work. And you're going to win four times. You're going to lose once. Again, you're going to win two, three times. You're going to lose a couple times. It's a four steps forward, two step backwards. It's like any other business.
It's the same thing that we said it with flipping. I mean, you're knee deep into the process. And
Carla's just trying to get to 2,000 right now in net worth. 4,000 net worth.
I'm just a little fish in the pond.
She's just trying to really become a thousandaire right now. So don't worry about the millions.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's fine. I'm broke. I am. I can't afford gum.
Good stuff.
I mean, from giving people my financials.
I mean, it's or lack thereof. No, just kidding. It's all amazing information, but I think that the one thing that we need to kind of remind everybody is let's get your hands on this list. Give us a call or go ahead and hit us up by emailing us, info@marketoverdrive.com. We can get you over to that list or even patch you with Andrew Holmes himself. I think that a lot of people are always looking for that edge on where to find this stuff.
For sure.
And you basically hit it on the head that, and my question is, why would you share this list?
Good question.
What you're doing. But you're saying, you almost answered it though. You said you do a couple hundred. There's 20,000 plus on this list. I mean, you're not going to buy all 20,000.
You can't.
You just don't have
that
kind of money.
People think, it's like, what are you going to do? Go to McDonald's and eat all the burgers?
Right.
I mean, I don't care.
I tried once. It wasn't a very good experience.
Right. I mean, how big of a glutton can you be?
Right. Yeah.
And what we found is this. The more we give away is the more we get back. What I mean by that is the best properties that transactions we have done, the best rips we've ever made is on deals where I gave out a list to people and they found a property just by default. It was one of those things that people kind of stumbled into it and then they had no idea what to do. When they have no idea what to do, guess who they go to?
Yeah.
They call us and they're like, hey, dude, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, we'll work with you and we'll take the deal. I mean, we're happy to. And what we found is that giving it away, most people think that it's the opposite. But I think you're doing this with the show, which is the more information you provide, guess what becomes? Not only do you become the center of that information, but you become the expert.
Right.
Right? And you benefit. I mean, we have had tremendous, tremendous benefits by sharing the information.
Tons of indirect value to doing this show. It's not, in the beginning, we started the show a little bit over 2 years ago just trying to get leads, people that want to buy a house, people that want to finance a house, and we kind of scrapped that. We'll still take those. There's no doubt about it. We're not anti-leads here.
Sure.
We're definitely here to help consumers.
But we're not too busy.
We've seen that when we've opened up our platform to an educational platform, and we've found that the extra value in this has come from our network more than it is just one client calling us to do their mortgage or buy them a house. And our network is huge, and we've also... We meet people like yourself.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if the leads are more valuable than learning how to do this for me. If I want to go do this now,
this is amazing.
I can make more money doing this with less work than taking every lead that I would have
gotten. Early when you came on the show, I introduced you and said you had a little cult, and I was just teasing you because
I've
been to your events, and they are literally, seriously, whatever he says, yes. But, the relationships with some of your, I don't know what you want to call them, people who are going through the process or learning process. I mean, there's lenders involved, there's other realtors involved, there's consumers involved, and everybody shares information, right? If it doesn't work for one person, it'll work for the other one. And I like that about you because it echoes kind of what we're doing here with Market Overdrive. We're competing on when it comes to negotiations per se, but when it comes to working together to bring our consumers like products and facilitating information, I think we're not competing.
See, the thing is, there's an old adage, right? If you can't be, you want to be friends with people who you can learn from.
Yes.
You can teach.
Only reason I hang out with Nick.
You know, profit with, and you enjoy being around. Because if those factors aren't there, then what the hell are you friends for, right?
I think
that's really what it is, that we're kind of in a, and we've moved away from the podcast with all this stuff. People realize that there's a lot of jabber out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who provide quality content good information in the long run right. are going to win. I mean, that's just what it is.
And that's why you should contact Nick Mometi, because he's going to have any property for you anywhere you want, because Nick is going to wholesale Andrew's wholesale. I'm going to officially be Nick Mometi.
That's why I love him.
Nick Mometi wholesale.
Such an opportunist.
Nick Mometi wholesale, and I'm going to get my distribution list from Andrew Holmes
okay,
and be
mind.
Like, he's making 10. I just need to make 5 more. Have this property. Have it. I got 20,000 properties to pick from.
He's
right?
Lucifer, and I'm
right.
the angel.
Right, and you're the angel.
We're Market Overdrive. It will facilitate this information. This is what we do. We're liaisons. But we do. I mean, we talk about it all the time. We are here to elevate your real estate IQ. And, I mean, we do our research. Just don't bring anybody on our show. We make sure that these people are, like, are legit. Like, they're doing what they're preaching.
We've had some people actually deny coming to our show, which was flattering, because I think the exact words were, you guys can get a little deeper than I'm comfortable talking about. And, you know, what that means is they don't think that they're actually – we gave them credit. We thought they were good enough to be on our show, and we still think they are, but they're nervous about getting deep into these issues. Look, what you're doing is a really unique and technical part of the industry.
Correct.
Right.
And a lot of people that we've succumbed to or asked to come on our show are like, ah, you guys just might go a little too farther than I feel even comfortable talking about. I'm just not that educated as an expert. So it's nice when we have people like Andrew, and he's got a cult following, so we probably have a cult following of new followers on our Facebook page today and a cult following on our Twitter accounts, and that's always great.
But this is why it's important, right? So I'm getting a lot of calls from people who want to start buying. It's tax seasons. Everybody's looking for their rebate or what have you. Of course, I have to pay taxes, but it's not my therapy session. But, you know, you're looking at venues for money. And this is like an opportunity for that person who goes to work every day unhappy because they're going to be sitting in a cube or they're going to be sitting in this job that they hate and could use a little extra income. You don't have to get licensed. And I'm not advocating going to like become a wholesale expert. I'm advocating opportunity. Seek it and get it. I mean, you know, there's so many opportunities out there for people to make money. You just have to align yourself with the experts and research this. And I don't want you Googling and trying to figure out where's the next best, you know, seminar. I mean, we have resources for you. And if you have this list, I mean, obviously we'll facilitate the information and the process, the how to do it. You say the first step is identifying a good product, a good opportunity. Then it's identifying your end user, right? Your buyer.
Correct.
And then, of course, you know, setting up the date for closing. Is it that easy?
It's just like weight loss, right? You eat right, you exercise, it's that easy. But again, there is a process. There's a bunch of steps involved, mm-hmm. right? And like I said, we have a bunch of recordings, which mm-hmm. we will provide to you guys. And I think it will be a great process for your listeners, for viewers on YouTube, for you guys to share that. Because mm-hmm. And we're more than happy to share that, because I think it's one good property. Right, for somebody can be a phenomenal property for themselves.
Right.
It can be a wholesale deal if they're just going to flip it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, think about this. If somebody can find a great quality property, Nick might buy it for a fix and flip for him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
The question is not whether – it's just a matter of learning how to identify a good deal.
Right.
Then how
That's
do you get it?
That's where it gets complicated.
That is where the key issue is, right? That's the key issue, is knowing how to find a great deal. The other thing is, how do you get a cash buyer's list? Right, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, because you may send a deal out in a certain area. What if your buyers don't buy in that area? Right? How do you get a cash buyer's list? We're not going to get into that.
That's
today.
A whole other show, because we are wrapping this show up as we speak. So I'm going to let you do, because I just looked at the clock. To be honest with you, I'm going to let you do the wrap up part of this, because we are at our 50 minute mark. We could sit here and talk for 3 more hours, to be honest with you, and maybe we have to bring you back. But give me the takeaway. Give me when somebody leaves and listens to the end of the show. What's the last message you want to leave for them?
The last message that I'd leave from my end is that there's a huge opportunity. Look for properties that are off the MLS deals, and to get that list, which is something that most people don't have, call the Carla Mina Show. I mean, that's what I would say.
Oh, he said the Carla Mina Show.
Call the Carla Mina Show.
I love it.
Is
that not what this is about?
Oh, my God. You hurt his feelings. No, you better come back. back. It is not the Carla Mina Show. It's the Mod Squad. But, you know, if you find this information useful, for sure, share with your friends. I mean, the information, and of course, once DZ gets it together, gets us our videos, you can find this information on YouTube. And like Nick says, you can go slow, you can go fast, and you can watch it. And of course, you can reach out to us because we'll be able to walk you through the process. We're just planting information or ideas out there. But again, it's just about inspiring you to do something different that's going to get you different results.
I'm going to seal this off.
Carla Mina Show.
On behalf of the Carla Mina Show, my name is Nick Lametti. I want to say thank you to our guest today, Andrew. Amazing info. If you want to get a hold of us or Andrew and get more information on this, obviously you can contact us. Shoot us an email, info@marketoverdrive.com, or our social media pages. We're on Facebook, /Market Overdrive, YouTube, as well, of course, is our podcast, which you should subscribe to, or this show is something you should subscribe to, because great guests like this will be happening all the time. And I'm telling you that if I learned something today, I know that a lot of people out there can also learn something. So that's it. Thanks again, Andrew. Carla, we will see you guys next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Thank you.
All right, guys.